This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Caney. On today's show, we'll talk with a local attorney who took on DuPont over PFOA and get an update on that case. Also, the story of a couple of number-crunching baseball analysts who got the opportunity to run a baseball team based on their statistical theories. But first, WVXU political reporter Howard Wilkinson is in Cleveland this week covering the Republican National Convention, and he joins us now with an update. Good afternoon, Howard.
Hi, Mark. How are you?
Very good, thank you. The Ohio delegation gathered this morning. It was the first of their daily delegation breakfasts. What goes on at these things?
Well, this is a ritual of all state delegations at their delegation hotels, which for Ohio happens to be the DoubleTree right on the lakefront. And what they do is they have a big breakfast. They have speakers come in. They do business, you know, work of the delegation. And usually they have one major speaker will come in who is, generally speaking, a surrogate for whoever the presidential candidate might be.
Now, today's speaker was Senator Tom Cotton, who's Iraq and Afghanistan veteran. And if I remember right, Howard, he was briefly considered as a running mate, a potential running mate for Donald Trump.
Yeah, he had denied any interest in it, and that kind of fizzled out pretty quickly. But, there was some talk of that. But, you know, he's a first-term senator from Arkansas. And Josh Mandel, the state treasurer, was the sponsor of today's Ohio breakfast, and he invited Cotton to come and speak. It was a very unusual speech in that usually, you know, as I said, usually the speaker, the main speaker, is a surrogate for the candidate, who in this case would be Donald Trump. And Tom Cotton spoke for nearly half an hour on a myriad of topics and, you know, very critical of Hillary Clinton and the Obama administration and other things. But he never once spoke the word or the name Donald Trump.
Seriously? Never? Not one single time?
He didn't speak the word Donald Trump. And nobody did in the entire breakfast. Any of the speakers did. So, you know, Donald Trump, you know, was not even mentioned today. And if Tom Cotton was to be a surrogate for Donald Trump, he wasn't a very good one because he didn't mention it.
So how could he do that, Howard? Well, why do you think he didn't mention Trump?
I don't know. I think he knew his audience, number one. Ohio is, you know, we have 66 delegates from Ohio, and then there's, you know, a few hundred more alternates and guests of the convention, you know, all Ohio Republicans. The delegates are all committed to John Kasich, the governor, who was the last Republican candidate standing against Trump in the primaries. And Kasich has not endorsed Trump and doesn't show any sign that he will anytime in the near future. So, and there are a lot of people in the delegation, and not all of them, but a lot of them, who are just not very happy about having Donald Trump as their nominee.
Well, you talked with Franklin County Auditor Clarence Mingo, who happens to be one of the leading African-American Republicans in the state. Is he among the dissatisfied? What's his take on Trump?
Oh, yeah, he's very dissatisfied. I mean, he has been from the start. He campaigned during the primary season in Ohio, touting John Kasich and really going after Trump in conference calls with reporters. He just doesn't like the rhetoric that he's heard out of Donald Trump. You know, he talked this morning about not appreciating the fact that the man was making fun of disabled people or talking about minority groups, talking, you know, about women in derogatory ways. He said, you know, I just won't have any of it. I won't support him. I won't, you know, I respect him as a nominee, but I'm not going to support him. I'm not going to go out and work for him.
So who would he support?
Well, he doesn't know. I mean, he says, I certainly am not going to vote for Hillary Clinton because he doesn't believe she would be a good president. He says he doesn't know what he's going to do at the top of the ticket. What he's going to do, he said, is concentrate his attention and his work between now and the election, and then when he actually votes, on Republicans down the ticket, from Senator Rob Portman all the way down to the local level in Franklin County.
So, Governor Kasich, what is he doing? What's his role in the convention? Will he actually be at the convention hall?
Well, I'll tell you the truth. I don't expect to see him in Quicken Loans Arena. I mean, he is here in town now after speaking at the NAACP in Cincinnati last night. He's making the rounds of delegation breakfast, talking to a number of delegations, and I can guarantee you that he's not touting Donald Trump at those events. And tomorrow, over at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, which I can see from where I'm standing, the Ohio delegation is going to throw a big party for John Kasich. But he's not going to speak at the convention. He is not going to be a speaker, which is highly unusual for the governor of the state in which the convention is being held.
Now, Howard, as you look at this level of dissatisfaction, what do you think Trump's going to need to do at the convention to overcome it?
Well, I think, first of all, give a really good speech on Thursday night, his acceptance speech, and make a good case, you know, that he is not this angry person who, has one-liners and answers to problems, but, you know, talk more specifically about what he would do as president. And sound presidential. And I think also he might drop some very big hints this week about what a Trump administration would look like, who would be in the cabinet. And if people start looking at some of the names and say, well, you know, these are people who are experienced and know what they're doing, they might start feeling better about his campaign.
Do you think the presence of Mike Pence is going to help him any?
Well, you know, a lot of the Ohio people have told me that they like Mike Pence. They like, you know, his social conservative roots, the fact that he's from neighboring states, and they think that he was a good choice by, the consensus is that he was a good choice for Trump.
Howard, thank you for joining me this afternoon.
Absolutely. My pleasure, Mark.
WVXU political reporter Howard Wilkinson. Howard will be joining us all this week on Cincinnati Edition with news and analysis from the Republican National Convention. You can also hear his reports during Morning Edition and on All Things Considered. And you can read his columns and stories at WVXU.org.